Did you ever get glasses yet?
We're ordering them
I was gonna
from
tell
a
you be
Glasses USA.
I was gonna tell you that Robert or Dr. Robert Zellner in Tulsa is open on the weekends, and they do your glasses right then and there.
I might
It's
go
like
up
an
there. We haven't ordered them yet.
and they do take our insurance because you have UnitedHealthcare, right?
No. We have Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Oh yeah, well they take that too, I'm sure. They take literally all the entrances, like all of them.
Most places will take Blue Cross.
Yeah, that's a
Well,
pretty
our
common one.
it's our vision is different. It's MetLife.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I don't
Oh,
know if it
they
makes a
do take that.
difference.
That was an option. That was an option online, MetLife.
That's another common one.
I'll probably go up there next Saturday.
And they have your glasses ready within an hour, so.
That would be fucking dope. Then I can actually try them on instead of the stupid virtual shit that doesn't even look
Yep.
real at all.
What?
They have like virtual where it uses your camera on your phone and it puts them on your face, but they always look so small.
Oh, it like projects it on your face. Okay.
Yeah. And they only do
It's
it
like
for certain
pointless.
ones, and then the other ones, it's like they put it on a face of a picture of someone totally different. They're like, you can upload a photo and we'll put it on your face. Like, I'm not fucking doing it. I'm not uploading my face to your stupid website.
Now everybody gets to see
Yeah, and then I'm the next dopey looking motherfucker with glasses drawn on.
it, bro.
No.
Yeah,
Ah.
no, they do it because that's where me and Daniel both got our glasses at, and I'm gonna be go there on Sunday to get new glasses.
How much do you usually pay?
So the last time I went, I only paid like $23.
That ain't bad.
So how
Why
Robert
even make
Zellner
you pay?
does is if you go there to get glasses, they do like they give you like depending on your insurance. My insurance gave me $175 of eyeglass allowance is what they call it. So it covered $175 on a pair of glasses that I wanted. But if your insurance doesn't cover like an eyeglass allowance, they give you $100 off of any of the frames that you get.
Oh, that's dope.
They have eyeglasses there that are like $150, so you're not gonna pay that much. They're like a super reasonable. That's where all the people go that don't have health and or eye insurance.
Hey, right there. That's what you need.
I was looking at those, the fucking Jeffrey Dahmer frames.
The famous serial killer glasses.
Which one did you, what did you post it in?
The Dahmers.
Oh,
Dog, you
shit.
need to charge your fucking phone again.
There's a, huh?
You need to charge your fucking phone.
Dude, it's the end of the fucking day. Fuck off.
Every time you post photos of the Discord, it's like 14, 10%,
Well, you
5%.
see, if we did the recordings early in the morning, my shit would be at like, 95%.
Bro, you're early in the mornings. It's like 3 a.m. I can't do that.
It is. Literally, we have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the
Wake up.
morning
I gotta be up
again.
at 2:30 tomorrow.
Yeah. The
That's
other
such a
day, it was
day.
2:30. And then the day before that, well, not the day before that, but a couple days before that, it was 1 o'clock in the fucking or midnight. We had to get up at midnight.
I woke
That
up
was no bueno.
11:30 to be at the shop at 1 o'clock.
And then
It's
you don't
fucking
get home till
terrible.
like 6, 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking sucks ass.
Some of the quarries, they're fucking 5 hours away. Like the one in the morning, that bitch was about 5 hours away.
You get paid for drive time, I assume.
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
so right
Good.
now I'm a stemmer, so I just hop in the truck and sleep, so it's not too bad right now.
Until you have to start driving.
Yeah.
Which will be soon.
Oh, you were supposed to do a fucking physical.
Yeah, I don't know when that's gonna happen. I'm gonna text Brian early next week or talk to him. I know this week's just been hectic with the weather and fucking jobs not wanting to go because of weather and all the bullshit.
What's the worst thing that happened to you guys today?
My wife yelled at me. fucking dick.
Shut the fuck up. You don't matter in this conversation. I'm just kidding.
I stepped on a Lego.
You don't own a Lego.
I stepped finding out on the process to recharge a Daikin system. That's pretty bad. Spent 2 hours looking for a leak and charging a system just to find out I charged it the wrong way. Yeah, that's cool. And turns out I just jumped through 50 hoops just to get it even test. That's awesome. That's probably the shittiest thing I did today.
I would say that's a lot shittier than mine.
Is it overcharged? Is it undercharged? I have no idea because I have to go jump through those 50 hoops on Wednesday.
It has refrigerant in it.
It does.
Just throw it in the test mode, bro, and if it doesn't pop any errors up, bro, you're good.
See, we did that when we first got there, but it was blowing out like 60, 70 degree air. I was like, okay.
You're good, bro. It's a Daikin, bro. It's smarter.
He was telling me it runs all the time. I was like, yeah, they kind of do that. Like, that's just how Daikins are. And it turns out it's not cooling at all. I was like, oh no. Fuck. Like, okay, we have to actually jump into this.
Maybe it was on its lowest stage.
It was in limp mode.
Yeah, it's lowest stage. There we go.
Yeah. It's always in limp mode because it's low on refrigerant.
Fuck those things.
I had to climb into a box full of moldy fucking American flags.
Oh yeah, respiratory infection. Let's go.
Dude, this for real.
This un-American motherfucker.
Tell Deidre that we had to throw away all those fucking flags.
Damn, you would hate fucking touching what we touch.
I just felt bad. I was hoping that nobody was going to drive by and take a picture of me tossing a bunch of fucking American flags in the trash can.
You guys didn't burn them? That's fucking wild.
Fuck no, we just threw them away.
That's the first thing I said, un-American motherfucker. I'd be telling my boss, we're going to burn these in the parking lot.
Absolutely, bro. That's hella.
I'm going to throw them in the trash.
I did this morning, and I said, Daniel can come and give it the proper send-off by shooting some rounds into the sky.
Or it's the police station.
It's what the law says to do. You broke the law.
I said towards the police station.
500 times because there was like 500 flags.
That's straight to jail. Life.
It's fine.
Hunter's actually going to keep this part of the recording. Your job's fucked.
He is keeping this part of the recording. What do you think we're doing right now? I don't care. My job isn't fucked. My boss told me to do it. Now my job's fucked.
You're both going down.
Shit. I didn't say where I worked at, so nobody will ever know.
She works at a little place. Oh. Damn, bro. Had to fuck it all up.
You guys don't even... Do
I was
you know
just
where
edging the dots.
Do you know where I work at, Kyle?
Yeah, I know where you work at.
Oh, shit. Okay, don't say anything. No, I'm just kidding.
I know exactly where you work.
So, I'm not even going to lie to you guys. Whenever I read the description of what we were going to be talking about tonight, I thought we were going to be making our own individual video games, not combining our ideas.
I'm with Kayla. I kind of got...
I'm completely okay with combining our ideas, though, going
too.
Off each other.
Yeah.
Because I didn't give it much thought.
But I like Danielle's idea. Danielle's idea is so funny, and it's great, and it would make a good video game.
My idea, I came up with in 5 minutes. I was like, that sounds fun.
It's actually kind of demonic, but that's what I thought was going down. So, my bad. I didn't know we were going to be combining, but I do like the combining part better because it makes me feel better.
Does it help your feelers?
Yeah, it makes me feel like, oh, I'm not doing a presentation.
Why, who cares? Are you nervous?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I was like, you need a beer, brother.
I know. No, I don't need a beer. I have to work tomorrow.
I gotta work tomorrow, too.
I don't drink alcohol.
That's pretty gay.
There's like one protein. There's like one protein. One protein per beer.
Wow, that's so cool.
So if you drink 30 beers, you get 30 grams of protein.
Wow.
Dude, I'm so full of protein, bro.
You know what I'm full of?
No. No, I didn't ask.
Full of bullshit.
No. Fuck you. I'm full of Diet Pepsi.
Ew. Diet's so bad for you.
I'm addicted.
That's worse than my fucking 8 beers a day.
No, it's I know it's bad for you.
No, there is one. What's the bad thing in fucking... I always forget the fucking name. What's the bad thing in fucking diet soda?
The fake-ass sugar?
No, look at the back of your fucking bottle right now. It starts with an A.
Aspartame.
Shit. So,
how the fuck do you know that?
I just looked it up. I have a fucking computer in front of me.
Oh, okay. I'm literally looking at my bottle and you said it as I'm reading it. And I was like, what the fuck?
So the amount you need for that to be bad for you is not in one diet soda. You would have to drink so many fucking diet sodas for it to be bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you drink in, you know, moderation, it's not bad for you.
Let's see what Google has to say, Hunter.
But you just drink regular-ass soda in moderation.
Because it's full of sugar and calories.
It's not fake-ass sugar. Its
potential link to cancer and other health problems.
Oh, great. Mm.
I'm not going to be fat, but I'm going to have cancer. Great.
So literally, you could look online, and I bet you everything you look up that you eat and drink is a cause of cancer, because everything we eat and drink is fucking processed.
Yep. No, you're probably right. But it also has phosphoric acid.
Look at what's his name fucking going off about Red 40. It's cancer causing.
You mean JFK Jr., bro?
Yes. I can't remember.
Yeah, bro. He fucking... That shit's like super, super gross. But also, they're going to make things that were red not red no more.
Yeah, like hot Cheetos. Well,
yeah,
hot Cheetos.
I'm not going to be able to eat red or fucking hot Cheetos anymore.
Well, I'll eat hot Cheetos because they ain't going to change the flavor, but...
No, I won't be able to look at them the same, dude. I'm so used to looking down, my fingers are fucking all red.
They're just going to change them blue.
That'd be kind of weird, bro. I don't want blue.
What if they change them to fucking yellow?
They can't
change them to regular.
Regular. What's regular to you? Is that
orange?
Regular Cheetos.
Yeah, but I'm sure
whatever color dye they use to make them orange is still cancer causing.
That would be kind of sick though. If they made them orange, bro, that would be so sick. You could fucking fool so many people. They're not hot, but some people
imagine if they came out with like a clear coat for fucking like chips and shit. You just send their in them, they're like clear coated, and you kind of see through them.
That'd be fucking weird.
Excuse me? That's not what? You mean like they're like translucent now?
Yeah. I mean, kind of visually, yes. Give them a clear coat, yes.
That's not what clear coat means, but I'm with you.
Imagine smoking a bunch of weed, fucking sitting there eating some clear coated fucking hot Cheetos.
You mean translucent?
Translucent, yeah.
Yeah, say it.
Translucent? Oh, I can say it.
Oh. I feel like if that were to happen, I wouldn't be able to see what the fuck I was eating.
Well,
You got four eyes.
Okay, imagine reaching your hand in the bag and you feel a fuck ton of like random shit in there, but you can't see any of it. That'd be stupid.
Everybody would get so fat, bro. You would never see how empty the bag is. You'd just keep eating.
Yeah, that's good.
America's already fat, so.
Yep. Maybe I did America a favor by throwing all those flags away.
I moved to Oklahoma. I was like, holy fuck, there are a lot of fat people here. And I looked it up. The fucking amount of fat people in Oklahoma compared to like Colorado and Minnesota is fucking unreal, dude.
Yeah, because they're all fucking liberals, so they're all fucking vegans, so they're all fucking killing themselves.
Well, you see, when I lived in Colorado, I didn't really get that fucking, you know, that sense. We're a bunch of liberals.
There is.
But after seeing the fucking vote, how fucking blue that state is, I'm like, oh.
I don't know. I went to like Trinidad and like Colorado Springs. That's the only vibe I got.
Was just like liberal as fuck.
Yeah, it's I'm a little prejudiced, I'll admit, but like it came off that way 100%, but I was 100% expecting it, so that's.
I would just get so high to the point where I don't care.
You'd be driving in Colorado, you'd look over at the car next to you, and you're going like 80 down the fucking highway. Motherfucker smoking out of their pipe right there. I'm just like, damn.
Hell yeah.
I had a boss out there. We was driving to a neighborhood, and I'm in the passenger seat. We were selling roofs, and this motherfucker's driving. He's my boss. He's the big boss, and this motherfucker's getting high as a kite, just sitting there fucking going like 60 miles an hour, just fucking smoking down. He's over here handing it to me like, hey, bro, you want some? I was like, no. I'm at work. He's like, huh, it helps me talk. This motherfucker, he throws glasses on. This motherfucker every day was high as shit with his glasses on, just going around selling roofs. And then there was one time, fucking, there's this one guy's house, right? It had no soliciting signs up. And I was ignoring the house, but I noticed this like completely like rebuilt fucking old Bronco in his garage. I was like, man, it looks nice. So I walk up to his garage. He's in his garage. I'm talking to him. We talked for a while. And I was like, hey, I like your car or your truck. And he was like going off on me. I don't want to buy anything. And we just started talking and talking. This man, he offered me a beer. I took said beer. I'm sitting here drinking with this dude. He's like, you know what? I want a new roof. Called my boss and he pulls up. He's like, do I smell beer on your breath? And he got so fucking mad. I'm like, bro, you're fucking high as fuck. moral of the story. moral the story. He was high as fuck and I was a little tipsy. And he got mad at me, but it's okay for him. Even though I sold him.
Wow. Wow. That's fucked up. I'm sorry, baby. That was a very interesting story.
That was a good story, bro.
I don't know, and, yeah, sorry.
He just came up and harassed you for no reason.
Poor guy. Yeah,
I looked at dude. I was like, I sold the fucking roof.
You did what you had to, bro.
Exactly. Yeah.
I just said,
it's your life on the line, man. Like, money.
I had to sit there and enjoy 8 beers at work. It was so bad.
Yeah, I know, man. I can't believe they had you do that. Slavery right there.
Yeah, I got paid and drunk beer.
Drunk. You drunk beer. You drank
drunk
beer.
I drunk beer.
Oh my god. Oh god. That's funny as fuck. Poor Daniel.
Poor little Daniel. Having to drink beer on the job and sell roofs.
I was thinking, poor Daniel, that nobody really gives a fuck what he has to say. I'm just kidding, we care.
Who are you? What's your name?
Oh, I am way more important than you. I'm just kidding.
Damn. You're so disrespectful. That's fucking...
You'll be important once you get a mic that works.
Oh, speaking of, are you going to have to get a whole new setup in the shed?
When are we transfer over there? Yeah. So what's going to happen is I'm going to keep my PC in here. I'm going to move this XLR mic out there, and then obviously I have to get more mics. And then, yeah. So I'll do that, and I'm going to get a MacBook to go out there because it's better for editing and processing and stuff like that. So I'll be able to keep everything out there and then keep this in here for gaming and, you know, leisure and, you know, yeah, stuff like that. And then Deidre can use it whenever she's doing her schoolwork.
Oh, yeah.
Ayla could bring over some American flags to decorate with.
Some moldy ones. In the
fucking dumpster.
Bro, it's called a water hose, bro. Just blasting bitches off.
Yeah. Some of them are fucking ripped in half.
Damn.
You probably did that shit while you were throwing them away. You're like, fuck this place. I want to move to fucking... What's that place called?
New Zealand?
New Zealand.
How did you know that I literally said that?
Because you've been talking about New Zealand for, like, the last 8 years.
Well, you should have moved 8 years ago, because now, good luck.
Yeah, dude.
Shit.
Dude, fucking Trump. Trump just posted a place, or a list of places not to go. Guess what was on there?
Probably New Zealand, buddy.
Haiti.
Well, Haiti. That's always never a place to fucking go.
Think about my old coworker. I'm like, man, is he getting shit back there? I'm like, he's on a no-fly list right now.
And his fucking work visa is expired.
Oh, wait, is he here or did he get deported?
He's here.
I heard he was working up at a casino.
He fucking married an American.
I'm not sure if he married, but...
It says married on Facebook.
That don't mean shit. That's not a fucking document.
They got married. He's good.
He had a whole fucking wife and kids in Haiti. Moved to America.
He had a wife and like.
So he abandoned.
Fuck y'all.
And this motherfucker.
He abandoned his family.
He was like, on FaceTime with them, he's like, check out my family.
Yeah,
he's
showing like, us.
And her tits are out. And
dude, they're butt-ass naked.
he flashes it to the kids and their little fucking dinglings are fucking jumping everywhere. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Put that away.
Yeah, it was fucking crazy.
Okay, we need to get off this topic.
It was fucking weird. He's like, meet my family. And we looked and they were all naked. It was fucking weird.
And then his girl that he's married to there found out he was seeing girls here and sent a picture of herself holding a gun to her head. And he showed me it. He showed me it, and then he showed me a picture of the gun. And, dude, it looked like this gun was sitting in the fucking river for, like, 15 fucking years. It was so fucking rusty. He's like, that's my service pistol. Because he was a police officer there. That motherfucker looked like a piece of shit.
You're stupid. Don't be telling his stuff all over the fucking internet.
You gotta cut this part out.
You both are...
Pencil eye.
We should start our topic so we quit talking about bad shit.
We're only an hour in.
No, damn. For real.
Well, probably more like 40 minutes.
Yeah. All right, Hunter. Take it away.
Okay. Episode. Okay. Well, BLT. So what we're gonna be, I guess, looking at is what would you guys like to see in a future video game? Like, if we were to all come together and make a video game, what would you guys like to see in, like, features, like online play, story, things like that?
I would like to see a virtual, real life, like, in person serial killer game.
Okay, is that what we're gonna base it off of?
I think it would be kind of cool.
Other ideas?
You want it to be a viewer?
Kinda ew.
Kinda ew. I think it should be. VR? Oh shit, no, fuck that.
No, if it was like what they had on Sword Art Online, I'm all in. But like the VR we got now is kind of fucking. Can't afford it. Two, kind of gross.
What's Sword Art Online? What is that?
Excuse me?
She's very
serious. What did you just ask me? I'm not even an anime guy. I don't even watch, like, a whole lot of nothing. But that shit, like, was good.
Oh, it's anime?
Yeah, that's a shame, man.
I'm not an anime guy, bro,
but, like, that's a shame.
Well, I like Daniel's idea. I think that it definitely should be, like, I like survival games the most.
Imagine waking up in your breakfast and you're like, man, I really feel like killing somebody. So you go
No, it's not that. Jesus Christ.
So we're not doing a serial killer game?
We could do a serial killer game, but we're not gonna fucking feed the players their fucking urge to murder people.
What is the point of a serial killer game where you're a serial killer if you don't get to go?
Well, I didn't think that it was going to be like a psycho fucking path behind a screen murdering people and then one day it turns real life.
Yeah, it's going to be Grand Theft Auto on steroids.
All the games I play, I'm basically a psychopath, so I'm not a psychopath.
Well,
in real life.
Well, Daniel made it sound bad. He said, whenever you wake up and you have the urge to murder, you go and you play a video game.
He's talking about the character.
No, he was talking about you in real life. He was like, you wake up and you're eating your cereal in the morning. You're like, I want to murder someone.
Just think about how many lives it could save.
No.
If they could hop on a game, do it. They wouldn't go out doing real life.
Okay, I don't like your idea anymore. Scratch that. Who else? That's okay. Stupid.
Damn, shut him down.
Kayla, what were you saying about a survival serial killer game?
Yeah, I think it would be cool to have like a survival one.
Dead by Daylight?
Not Dead by Daylight, which is Dead by Daylight stupid.
So a survival serial killer game where you're like, oh, I gotta survive, so I have to kill you.
No. More like, what do you mean? You're a serial killer, and you have to do things. Like, you have to feed the serial killer, because obviously a serial killer has to eat. Kind of like, I don't know.
Are they, though?
Isn't that what you just fought with him about, buddy? Is the opposite up and then
let's just take the killing out of it. The
same road.
I don't like the idea anymore.
I'm good with the guys. Killing, though. I'm not good with the. What was that? All right, you just said the same.
We're gonna create a game where you hop on, you choose your cereal, and then you eat it. Because Kayla's real fucking lame.
What? Cereal
I mean,
killing.
That's pretty gay, but...
We're not doing cereal killing no more. We're going to do cereal eating. We're going to call it the virtual cereal eating fucking something.
Okay. Can I say my idea?
Was that not?
Survival
no,
cereal.
No, that's Daniel's food. Idea. No. I think it would be cool to have like a... I don't know. I don't want to say it now because now I'm just stupid.
Oh, no. You got to come up with it.
You're going to feel stupid. I'm going to bash you.
Okay.
I think it would be cool. So, you know the TV or the movie How to Train Your Dragon?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be cool to be dragon riders, but it's like an open world dragon riding.
So, you want to play Aragorn?
Pretty much, yeah, that would be cool. But it's like open world.
So you want a copycat
like
a video game?
It's like Skyrim meets that Dragonflyer game that's on Xbox that you fly
you
the dragon.
You can fly a dragon in Skyrim.
You can?
Absolutely. Yes.
What the fuck? Well, fuck me then, I guess, right? Fuck my ideas.
Yep.
Just kidding. That's bullshit. Okay, Hannah, your turn.
I'm good with your idea.
Go
it's
off
sick.
Of, guys.
You gotta expand on it.
We got two more ideas. Let's go.
I actually don't know how we went from us combining our ideas to building the best game.
All right, so if we're combining, right now we're going... with a serial killer riding around on his dragon, killing people.
Sounds pretty sick.
So he sounds like a Viking motherfucker just going around fucking pilgriming people.
I don't think that this is what Hunter meant by we build a video game.
Oh, we're going. This is what we're doing. We can't go back now.
Nope, too late for that.
It's too late.
All right, guys, restart.
So far, what we have down is serial killer game. Features include frustration release, survival, you have to feed and water yourself, and you're also riding a dragon in an open world.
Do you have to feed and water the dragon, too?
Yes, of course.
Yes.
What do they eat?
Fucking food. Figured out.
Dumb.
Sheep.
So the dragon's a serial killer too.
Yes, it murders with you.
It's the weapon. You're literally killing people with the dragon, right?
You can jump off, surely.
Yeah.
It'd just be all on the dragon. That'd be real sad.
Dahmer didn't have a dragon.
Okay, we're not talking. I'm like, we're not talking cannibalism. We're talking serialism.
I mean, that was serialism. He did it to multiple people.
Okay, you know what, smart ass? Just kidding.
He probably woke up and had them for cereal.
Ew. Okay. Who wants to talk next? Who wants to add on to it?
I'll go for it, I guess.
Go right ahead.
I like fucking randomly generated games to some extent. With just like fucking like roguelikes and shit like that, where it's different every single time for playability. I would actually love a game that just fucking the whole world randomly generated, the fucking quests randomly generated to where they made sense enough. They weren't like fucking dog shit. They were actually like decent fucking quests. Even like the main quest would be like randomly generated. And I guess with the fucking serial killer vibe, you just go around and murder new people all the time.
So what if you're a serial killer on a dragon, and the spawning portion, you spawn on different planets and you eat different things or kill different things? You have a set mission to kill X amount of people.
Different missions.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. You got eat this person, you got to carve this person, you got to
shoot this. Why? I mean, are you we going... don't have.
This isn't that's... gutting simulator.
Yeah, like that's fucking too much.
But it can be.
No, okay, it cannot be.
Space thing.
You said different missions.
Randomly generated into different planets, different species of aliens, and you have like targets that you have to take out. Hitman style.
Like a bounty.
Hitman style.
Yeah.
Like on fucking COD.
COD's
kill
gay.
Your bounty.
Yeah. COD's not gay. You're gay. I'm just kidding. We've been playing a lot of Call of Duty.
Pretty homophobic activities.
Dude, that's Kyle. Okay. Before we continue, I have to tell you the craziest shit that ever happened to us. Actually, I'll tell you at the end. Okay, let's continue.
You already started it. You already interrupted this whole thing.
No. We'll continue. I'll tell you at the end. Stay tuned.
Great. Now I'm wondering. You could have just waited until the end to tell me.
I know, but it just popped up in my head, and I don't think before I speak, so. Anyways.
Now I'm going to have to remind you at the end, motherfucker.
Yep.
I just want to know.
Okay, so the idea that I had was I was wanting like a Baldur's Gate style game, like kind of some of the features, but I want it based in like the Roaring Twenties.
Oh, that's cool.
During Prohibition, brother?
During Prohibition, but with magic.
Damn.
That's cool.
Not more motherfuckers gonna die. That is actually a pretty good original idea.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Like, and everyone that, like, the majority of people don't know that there's magic, so you gotta kind of still keep it a secret at the same time, but it's still Baldur's Gate style-esque, like, turn-based in combat.
So you got that's your magic cool. people, and then you got your muggles.
Yep, exactly, and you gotta keep the secret still a secret.
That's pretty cool.
Dude, that would make a really good D&D campaign, bro. That would be a fucking good time.
I think it'd be a lot of fun. Gonna homebrew it.
Warlock would be so bad.
Wouldn't it, bro? In like some fucking like black, like a black old 20s gangster outfit with a fucking long ass metal chain and like his horns are just hidden behind his fucking...
Oh, that would be so fucking noir fucking detective yes. style shit, bro. That would be so sick.
Wouldn't it?
That sounds really cool, though. I want
to
freaking...
A lot of RP.
Yeah, there would be a lot in that.
What about a vampire game?
Vampires in Baldur's Gate.
Is there?
That's sort of a vampire game.
Is there vampires in Baldur's Gate?
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
Yeah, there it is in the D&D universe. Well, all of the D&D universes.
It's really cool. I told Josh Duran about D&D.
Oh, yeah. Him and Kyler play it with Newt and... Ethan, I think.
Yeah, I told him about the online Roll20, and he was like, that is so fucking cool.
Yeah, I don't know how they play. I think they play Theater of the Mind, like, in person.
Yeah, they do have, it like, in person.
Yeah, I don't know if they have, like, actual minis or not, but
I think would like Ethan to
get
does.
Going in person. Does Ethan have minis? I was wondering how they were doing that. I didn't
I
really
think
get
so,
to ask
yeah.
the
I've
questions.
Seen their... They have, like, game papers and stuff I've seen.
Yeah, the game papers you can print off. We could print ours off from Roll20.
I think it'd be cool. That's why we gotta get that shed going.
We have a virtual tabletop.
I know. But, like, I'm
yeah,
just
it's
thinking,
actually
like,
easier than the shed.
Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking in general, just like getting together in person
oh,
in general and doing like poker night or something like that, you know?
Yeah,
yeah
it would
no,
be
I agree.
Hella fun.
Yeah, no, having cool. it would be set up once I get it all like sheetrocked and insulated and get the little mobile mini units in there and shit. Yeah, it'll be a good time.
The fucking insulation, we don't even have that right now.
Oh, that's fine. I'm not going to need it for a while. We're going to have to, I'm going to have to gut a lot of that shit out of there. Excuse me.
I don't think it'll be too bad. You can probably get these, I forget exactly what it's called, but they use them on like fucking garages and shit. It's like a foam type shit that's probably like 2 inches thick. And that shit is solid. Yeah, I wouldn't spray foam it because that's expensive. You can buy that styrofoam shit and it'll pretty much do the same thing.
Yeah, I've seen it in houses, like some of the like shittier houses.
Yeah.
But it's a shed. Like, I don't think it'd get much shittier.
Yeah, you could just do it like they do trailer homes.
But that foam shit actually is really good insulation, man. It's in our garage, bro, and it's a pretty good sized garage, and it can fucking get heated up off of like a wood burning fire pit for like in like 30 minutes.
Oh, that ain't bad.
In like the dead of winter when it's like the coldest.
I'm gonna have to run some more service to it as well from that outside panel.
Like energy or electric?
Yeah.
Energy.
energy.
Like a fire?
Crystals.
Do you mean like energy?
Yeah, no, I'll have to run new electrical from that panel. It's got room for breakers, so I could definitely move some stuff over.
I couldn't imagine having to put more than like 2 more breakers on it.
I don't even think that. I think one more, literally just one more 20, 30 amp breaker would be fine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're probably not going to have too many lights and outlets in it. So you probably could run it off of a break, just one.
There's already one in there and it's on a 20.
Oh, well then, yeah, you probably just use that, honestly. You can run them in series for so much.
Yeah, I could.
Yeah, a heater would probably have to be a separate one, honestly.
No, just a little space here wouldn't. They only pull like a max of, I think it's, like the last time I checked one, it was like 8 amps.
Are you sure? I thought they pulled more than that with them fucking electric strips.
It's not crazy. Not what you're thinking.
It's not a fucking 5kW?
No. Not the little fucking, the little ones you plug in the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they're not crazy.
We have some portable AC units right now.
Do you? That's what I'm going to be getting.
Just slap a fucking P-TECH in there, man.
Ugh, man, I thought about it.
Is that like a mini split?
Kind of. It's what you see in hotels that are like on the ground and half of it sticks out the wall and half of it. Yeah. It's like a giant window unit, basically. Like an overgrown
one. Yeah.
You have to like frame it in and everything.
Yeah. But I mean, that if you were going to put a window unit in, that's what I would do anyway, is frame it in.
I was just going to get one of the portable ones that has the duct that sends the condensate air out through the little tube. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Like the ones that you can wheel around and it has a hose going out the window.
Yeah. They're a lot quieter than a window unit. And I feel like it'd be a lot better.
You know what you could do? One furnace on the outside, a unit, one return, one duct.
What the fuck? Can we go get a whole ass furnace and stick it outside?
We're outside.
the one place you shouldn't stick them.
You're stupid.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking gross, bro. If I walked in on that, I'd be so upset.
Run gas pipe and everything to it.
I'd just be rusted in like a year.
Uh-uh.
Well, and they also aren't waterproof. Get shitted on. Be like one fucking year, old McDonald's. Cock,
be all right.
Just throw a trash bag over it. Be all right.
I mean, honestly, probably. Ain't nobody living in that trash bag. They ain't gonna get no carbon monoxide, bro. Fuck that shit. No flue pipe, no nothing, bro.
Yeah, you don't even gotta run a flue pipe. Fuck it.
The world is your flue pipe.
That's fucked up.
That's where it goes anyway.
For real?
Yeah. Where'd you think it went?
It's just carbon monoxide. Mm-hmm. It's what you breathe out.
That's carbon dioxide.
Well, carbon of many fucking oxides, brother.
That's funny as fuck.
It's what your fucking car spits out.
Same thing, exactly.
It's what you breathe in when you park your car in the garage, turn on with the garage door shut.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude.
It's called a good nap.
Oh, good hard nap. My God.
A long nap.
It's actually called a dirt nap.
All I can think about whenever I think of that is freaking Norman Bates at the Bates Motel. Killing his mother.
Jesus.
That TV show.
Oh, yeah.
That makes you think of anything.
It was in the bedroom, but yeah, you turned on the heater and there was a giant fucking leak. And all that monoxide got her in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
He's like, Mother, I'm going to kill us both.
Mother. I called Dean that today. He called me Michaela. And I said, yes, Mother. I looked at Deidre and I said, I feel like Norman Bates right now.
You are so, Norman Bates.
Remember, I used to call you and Mom Norma and Norman.
We should create a video game based. We should create a video game based on you playing Norman.
Have you ever played
Postal 2? Oh, that would be kind of cool. What is it?
Postal 2?
No. What is that?
That's basically a simulator for Norman Bates.
Seriously?
Yeah, 100%.
Whoa. Is it, what can you play on?
PC. It's an old game. I have many hours in it, actually.
Dang.
It's a great game. You know what you use for silencers?
What?
In that game? Cats.
Jesus Christ.
You shove the barrel up their asshole. And I'm not joking. I'm not making this shit up. It's a great game, but you should.
You literally said a silencer of a cat. I pictured a cat, you know, fucking pistol shoved up its ass.
Yeah, that's it. That's what happens.
What the fuck?
You get like a mag out of it.
Mag.
So every mag you got replaced cats?
Yeah. They're everywhere.
Lockouts.
They're everywhere. A lot more than silencers. You ain't Hunter, have you ever heard of Postal 2?
No, but I'm looking at it right now and it's wild.
Bro, it's a great game. You can literally piss on people. It's a fucking good game.
How do you come up with these crazy ass games?
I didn't make it.
I know, but like you're always like, yeah, look at this fucking game, bro. And it's like,
I love me my indie games, man.
Like fucking Summer Car or whatever.
Yeah, my summer car. Finish Simulator? That's all it is.
They're cheap games. It's like $10.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go play this later.
Dude, Postal 2 is worth the play.
You can't. We don't have a PC. Is it only on Steam?
Yeah. Oh,
damn.
What the fuck is this giant demon thing with like 5,000 health?
On Postal?
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry about it.
It's got udders.
It does have udders. It's a beautiful creation of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I have 242 hours in Postal 2.
Oh my god. That's more than I have in Baldur's Gate, and I'm on my second playthrough.
Yeah. That shit was fun, bro. It was a good game.
Wait, how many hours did you say?
242?
That's exactly how many I have in Baldur's Gate, actually.
Oh, no way, bro. That's actually insane. I have 242.6 hours. It's my fourth most played game on Steam.
Four.
That's fucking crazy. And you said it's based off of Norman Bates?
No, that was a fucking lie.
No.
Oh.
Hold up. Check out this picture I'm about to send.
Waiting. Still waiting.
It's still sending, motherfucker.
No machine.
Lame.
The Wi-Fi wasn't shit. It? Dude, hold your fucking horses.
I'm very impatient.
Huh?
Finally. Oh, fuck. What the fuck?
That's Norman.
Oh, oh, that's the thing you said. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, boss, think.
You still need to charge your phone.
Yeah, fuck off.
Yeah, it went from 14 to 11. And also, his phone's fucking dead all the time because his charging port is fucked up. Ooh, so he has to wirelessly charge it, I guess, or whatever.
Take a bobby pin and clean it out, brother. It's probably just full of lint.
We could literally just pay $90 and he can get a brand new one, but he wants to wait until the new iPhone comes out.
Yeah, wait on that new iPhone.
Well, are you just going to keep doing that every year?
Every couple of years, yeah. I mean, I've had this phone for a while.
It's an iPhone 14.
Then so get rid of it, bro, if you've had it for an iPhone 14. I'm going to.
Fucking Kayla got the 16. I'm waiting until the 17 comes out. I'm just going to go get the 17.
Prissy little motherfuckers.
I got mine first because it's in my name. The phone bill is. The phone bill's in my name.
I was like, that didn't make sense until you said that.
The phone bill's in my name, and also it was like a Christmas present or something, or a birthday present. I don't remember what it was for. What was it for? I think it was Christmas.
It was because you fucking wanted it. You get everything you want.
No, I don't.
Gets iPad, gets Beat headphones.
No, I don't. I don't own any of that shit. You're a fucking liar.
You're right. I do. So Laird tonight, I'm gonna go break ale.
Damn.
Divorce. No, I'm just kidding.
Secretly filing paperwork.
Ain't no secret.
What?
Oh, Kyle, speaking of games, Borderlands is having their huge sale again.
Borderlands?
Yeah, the Borderlands franchise, because the new game's coming out soon. They're selling the that gold box edition that I bought last year, or the year before last, whatever it was. It's everything from Borderlands 1 to 3, every single bit of content they've ever made, and I think it's like, I want to say it's only like 40 to 60 bucks, and it excludes anything that you have already purchased.
Oh yeah, it subtracts from that.
Yeah, it subtracts from the price.
Cool. All I got is Borderlands 2 and 3 on my PC.
You should go look at it. I won't tell me the price because I already bought it, but you should go look at it.
It's probably on my fucking for me.
That's pretty cool. When it does the new Borderlands come out?
Borderlands 4. It's on my wish list. September 12th.
That's cool.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty excited to play that.
Me and Daniel just watched that movie. Right, Daniel?
The Borderlands, there's a movie? The Borderlands movie?
Yeah, 2024.
It's 20 bucks.
Yeah.
The Pandora's box.
That literally gets you everything else you don't own.
Yeah, it's 20 bucks for me. It's I went from 36.48 to 19.67. That don't make sense. But anyway, it's 20 bucks for me. And that is a lot of content. But I also own I own the highest edition of 3. So majority of it is the 3.
Yeah, the majority of the price is all 3 on the DLC content.
Yeah, so that's probably why it's so cheap for me. It's 20 bucks, not bad, honestly. Not that I think I would honestly go back and play any of this stuff, though. I played the shit. My most played game on Steam is Borderlands 2.
The movie is really good.
Don't think I've seen it.
It's really good. It's on Prime Video.
I don't have Amazon Prime.
Also, have you guys seen, well, I guess you don't have Amazon Prime, so you probably haven't, but Fallout?
No, I haven't watched that either.
Dude, Gage. It's so good. No, it's so good. It's like one of the best TV shows I've seen in a long time.
I hate adaptations. Hate them.
I think it's honestly better than Last of Us. Or it's like right there.
The Last of Us is fucking gross.
The TV show?
Yes.
I like
the first season was pretty good. The second season, I'm not caught up on it or anything. But
I finished it.
I've heard they've strayed quite a bit away from the game of the second one.
Yeah, they did.
That's not. Yeah, I'm good.
A lot of their shit is just like they like fucking mainstreamed it. If you know what I mean. The first one was
really, yeah, and the first one they added some things, but they were really good additions, and then they stayed true to the first game for I'd say about 90%.
Yeah. Well, Fallout, okay, fucking better than Last of Us, in my opinion. Oh, well, yeah, pretty much. I think I liked it better. What about you, Daniel?
Yeah, I did.
It was so fucking good. God, it's so good, and I can't wait.
The last episode of The Last of Us did not feel trash. Like the last episode.
Yeah, it was fucking trash. It's so stupid.
It's so stupid.
So stupid. The Fallout, though, it goes from 0 to 100 in the first 10 minutes, and it's just like, hell yeah, and then it never fucking, never de-escalates. It's all just great all the way through.
Doesn't let up.
Nope.
Hmm. We'll have to give it a try. Me and Deidre are looking for a new show. Right now we're watching a Monarch.
Grey's Anatomy.
Well, we're watching that too. We watch that every night, but we've been watching Monarch. It's on Apple TV Plus.
Mm. I've got Apple TV Plus.
Ooh, you do? You guys should watch The Gorge.
What is it about?
It's really good. It's got a shit, I cannot remember his fucking name. One second. It's got a Miles Teller in it. Do you know who that is?
Mm-mm. What is he playing?
He plays in Top Gun. Do you remember War Dogs? He plays in Divergent.
Oh yeah. Is it the main character, the guy?
I'm not 100% sure. He also plays in Project X. He's the one that kind of looks like Anthony.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Like, yeah. If I tell you who looks like Anthony, you're gonna know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's a really good actor. It's a really Gorge is a really, really good movie. It's like two people.
Oh, it's a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie. Two people are like posted at this gorge on either side. One's from like the Russian Federation, one's from like the Western world, one's east, one's west. And basically what they do is they have to watch this gorge and make sure nothing comes out of it, and it gets really wild. And there's like a little love story and shit. It's really good.
Yeah, we'll need to watch that. I have it on my iPad.
Romance, it's got it all in it. It's one of those.
You can get Apple TV Plus on your TV, right?
Yeah, we have it on our Roku TV.
Okay. I just have it on my iPad, so I'm sure I just log in like that.
Yeah, you'll just scan the code on your TV whenever it pops up for the Apple TV Plus, and then it'll auto sign in.
Have you seen there's another one on Apple TV Plus where it's James Franco. And basically he's like going to kill himself and he keeps getting interrupted. And it's so funny. It's so funny. You should watch. I can't even remember what it's called. It's so funny though. Like he goes to, you know, do it, and then his brother ends up doing it before he could.
The Disaster Artist.
Oh, no, not James Franco. Dave Franco, not James Franco. His brother.
Those are two very different people.
I don't want to do that if I were him, too.
Yeah, the disaster. Wait, is that it? No, that's not it.
So they both have a movie where they try to fucking off themselves?
No. It's just... It's a TV show, and it's Dave Franco. It's called The Now.
The Now.
Yep.
It brought me to The Now Massage, South Tulsa. Bro, those are not massage rooms. Those are curtains, bro. What kind of fucking red light district massage parlor are you trying to send me to?
It has Bill Murray in it also.
I'm trying to figure out who. Weird.
And Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I probably won't watch it. I'm not a huge fan of him.
Oh, you're not?
No.
I like Pete Davidson.
It says it's only on Xfinity and Roku.
I literally watched it on Apple TV. You know what? Now that I think about it, it was on that Xfinity. And I'm a liar.
You definitely didn't watch it on Apple TV.
Yeah.
And it's a TV show.
Yeah, it's a TV show. Oh, no, I watched it on Roku. That's what I watched it on. Oh, wow, my God.
You watched it on.
I watched it on Roku. I know for a fact I watched it on Roku.
Oh, shit. Well, can we read off the video game that we have so far?
Yes.
Yeah, let's get back on topic.
After way too long.
30 minutes. Okay. All right, yeah, I got to get off of here. So we have four bases for a video game. It's going to be a serial killer game that is a dragon rider in space that's randomly generated like a roguelike with magic. Everyone's basically wearing Roaring 20 outfits, so it's got the vibe of Roaring 20s. You're a serial killer that rides dragons. And features are going to be frustration release. It's going to be a survival game, open world. You do have to feed and water yourself and your dragon. All the quests are randomly generated. The characters and aliens are randomly generated because it's in space. And goal is to murder or get quests. And most of them involve murdering new characters and aliens that generate on these random planets.
Sounds dope. I'd buy it.
Well, we're not getting funded.
Nope. We'll have to definitely do some microtransactions like right in the fucking beginning.
No, I've already thought about
the whole
funding.
Game is microtransactions.
You know what we would do for funding?
What's that?
We would be funded by the victims of actual serial killers.
No.
So we're just sucking money away from people that need it?
Oh, yeah. What are they going to use it for?
Yeah. Maybe grieving. Maybe the $10,000 bill for the funeral. Nah.
They don't need that.
Nah.
Yeah. What
How about
said?
We all start a OnlyFans?
Bet.
Foot Finder.
Not separate ones. All together. It's all shared content. We make a magic eye. We start making magic eyes of everybody. It's just a silhouette.
Tasteful nudes calendar.
NFT.
Or we could do a GoFundMe.
Yeah, but like, who's gonna do that? Fucking losers.
Patreon, and we also have to hire a coder and a designer and an artist, and pretty much everything that goes into making a video game.
It's not true. I can voice act.
Yeah, we can do the voice act.
Kyle would say bad words every 5 seconds.
I mean, if it's a game that I'm going to be a part of, it's going to have some fucking strong language in it, and you can just get over it. Fucking
primeval liberal tears. You'll have to literally be 18 years or older to be able to fucking buy that shit.
Well, and that's every good game ever made. Besides Pikmin.
What's Pikmin?
We've had this
I think we've already talked about this.
In a different podcast?
Yes. Yeah.
The fuck? What is it about?
Little flower people. You have the access to Google.
Yeah. I know what it is. I remember.
All right.
Member berries?
Who wants to close her out?
Hunter.
Kayla, you should do it as the member.
No!
Yep,
no,
you should definitely do it.
You member? I don't want to do it like the member. No.
You already started. There's no turning back now.
No, I can't.
You got this.
Okay. What the fuck? I don't have to do it in the member berry voice, though, right?
No, 100%.
I don't want to. I'm scared.
You have Killer dying over there. She's
you sorry. Guys are literally making my anxiety go through the roof.
There's nothing to be afraid of. Nobody
can. Okay, then Kyle, you do it.
I hate. Okay. I don't think I can do it.
I don't want to
do it. I'll end it all for everybody right now. Don't make me do it.
Oh, shit. Do it. No, no, I'm just kidding. I know exactly what you're going to do. Don't do it. Okay. I can't. I don't even know how Hunter does it.
You say some shit.
Hunter, you do it.
In the member berry voice.
In the member berry voice?
I can't talk in the member berry voice, minus the fact that
you did
I
it
say,
so well. That's all they say.
Remember doing the outro? You guys sound like Tiny Tim.
Thanks for listening to our podcast, guys. Tune in next time. I'm not doing it. Cut that out.
You're so far in, dude.
No. Fuck no. No. Hunter, do it. I'm not doing it.
All right. Thank you guys for listening to our podcast. Yeah. We'll be back next week with another episode. Sorry for this one being so fucked up and weird. Definitely didn't have anything to do with the actual game we're trying to build. You guys have yourself a good week. And remember to tune in on Monday.
Oh my God. Dude, you don't even sound like the same person.
Yeah, I love that.